Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title with Story District.
Amy Sedman, founding director of Story District.
Yeah, and we are talking about it's called Worst Date Ever, a Valentine's Day contest. It's going to be on Valentine's Day at 7:30 p.m. at the historic Howard Theater in Northwest DC. Thanks for doing this. Give us the basic premise, and tee it up as, if you're looking for, because I know it's already Valentine's week, but yeah, people might already have plans, but tee it up as, if you're looking for something last minute to do, what is this thing?
This is such a perfect thing to do on Valentine's Day. If you're not into all the cheesy Hallmarky stuff, if you're in a couple, if you're not in a couple, it's such a great place to go because we all know that romance is hard and dating is harder. And I know from firsthand experience, and that's pretty much how this came about. I had so many terrible dates and finally realized like I'd come home and my friends were like, well, it was such fodder for friends. They wanted to hear about the disasters. It was so entertaining. So it occurred to me that this could make a great show. So we started the worst date ever 6 years ago. Well, 6 years minus COVID years, but and we're it's still running. It's one of our most popular shows.
Wait, so what year, if you're saying minus COVID years, what would have been the year you think that you started it?
I think 2017. I got to do the math. 2017. Yeah, I think 2016 or 2017.
Okay, cool. All right, that gives us a good idea. So it's been going for a little while then. All right. So then what exactly happens is do people take turns like in the audience just getting up and sharing their horror stories of date worst dates, or is it like do you curate the speakers ahead of time?
We curate the speakers ahead of time, but we do an open call. So most of the people that are going to get up on stage have never told a story before, maybe never been on stage before. But the idea, Story District's whole mission is just basically to promote the art of storytelling, help people teach and coach. So, anybody in your listening audience could get up on stage and work with Story District. So this whole contest is meant to be fun, lighthearted. And so the worst date wins. So each person will tell their story about 7 to 8 minutes long. And then we bring them back up on stage and we have what we call our panel of color commentators. And they'll ask a bunch of silly questions. Then the audience gets a chance to vote. And the idea is they pick who had truly had the worst experience. And that person wins the infamous golden plunger.
Is it an actual plunger, or is it made of, is it like a statue material, or is it
It's
like
an
a
actual
fancy plunger?
plunger that I paint with gold. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. That's fantastic. And how many people are sharing their stories?
Eight.
Eight, you said. Okay. And you said that they're curated ahead of time. How exactly are they chosen? Are they just like local comedians, or are they, or how do they, I guess my question is, how do they submit to you to become one of the eight?
We have a pitch form on our website, storydistrict.org, and you just pitch your story for the there's multiple themes and you pick a theme that you want to pitch for. So, and then we listen to them and we follow up, we do callbacks, and over time we figure out which stories do we think are a good fit, which stories do we think we can work with, and what makes the whole show kind of come together with different perspectives. And to be quite honest, we do weeks, sometimes months of coaching. So we don't expect people to come with a ready-made story. I mean, if you go through our class, we do storytelling one-on-one for 7 weeks, then you're like 10 steps ahead. But if you've never done anything, you can still pitch. And if we see the seed of a good idea, we will work with you and get it stage ready.
Awesome. It sounds so much fun. And how does the audience actually vote? Is it just like, more informal, like they just clap and yell and whoever's the loudest, or is it like you write down your answers on a paper or something?
Well, actually, we put a QR code up and people scan it and then they vote on an online form.
Gotcha. All right. Well, thanks. That's sort of the a lot of the the details of how it happens. But let's go into some of the fun stuff of maybe some of the winners from past years. Like what I know last year's audience, that it came down to having to decide which was worse, one thing or another. So why don't you tell us what some of the last year's finalists were?
Yeah, I'd love to. Oh my gosh, one of my favorites told a story about a guy who came in and ended up being like, look, I'm on this date, but I fell in love with someone else. And then he tried to sell her insurance. He brought out like a briefcase full of insurance policy things.
Right.
That's one that went badly. Another from last year, Reggie, he went to see someone he knew when he was younger, and he thinks it's going to be this great night. Ends up, she also invited another dude, a much bigger dude who he describes as someone who could tear like open canned food with his teeth.
Whoa.
So Reggie decides instead of and this woman for some reason wanted them to fight over her, but he decides to jump out of a second floor window and run instead of facing off with this guy because Reggie's like half his size.
Yeah. Wow. That's hilarious. And
And
what,
yeah.
and I'm gonna do two radio pieces, so I'll probably have room for maybe like two, anecdote stories, like you just said, probably maybe two for each of the pieces. So I think you gave me two. So do you have two other ones you could share me for the other piece?
Sure. Let's see. Keep it clean, right? Let's
Doesn't
see.
have to be. I mean, you got the plunger, so.
Not the plunger. I mean, like, because Daryl's story is, I don't know if you have an LGBTQ audience or not,
Yeah,
but
sure.
okay. It you can just this may be too much because it's gross, but it's bad. He's, so Daryl tells a story where he meets this guy at a bar and he's super cute and they're flirting. So he's like, why don't we take a walk? And he thinks, oh, this will be a great way to just like move things along. And then they're at DuPont Circle. And this guy says, give me one sec, I'll be right back. Takes a minute, but Daryl realizes he was taking a dump in
Whoa.
DuPont.
Dump at DuPont.
Yes, and so he just cut it short real fast. I feel like
Whoa, that's crazy.
it
Is
is crazy. So you may not want to use that
no, I think it's great. Is there a way I'll bounce it off my boss? I want to use the story itself. Is there a way you could, what's like the cleanest pot? I'll just say, hey, are we allowed to say dump? And hopefully they say yeah. But if not, could you say doing an, I don't know, what would you say? Defecating, doing a number two. I would rather say a dump at DuPont because of the alliteration, but let's just try do a slightly cleaner one just in case they
Yes.
don't let me.
So Daryl meets this guy and he's cute, who's like, oh, I'll take him for a walk. We'll just walk around DuPont and that'll be just a great way to move things along. And the guy says, so they're walking around and the guy says, hey, I'll be right back. And Daryl's waiting. And then when he looks, he sees the guy behind a bush and the guy is going to the bathroom, like number two, going to the bathroom, but in DuPont behind a bush. So that ended badly. He cut that short real fast.
Oh my gosh. Like I can't imagine. That's hilarious. All right, well maybe time for one more. I don't know how you're gonna top that one, but
That's a tough one to
maybe
top.
one
Let's see.
more if you can think of if another one comes to mind.
Yeah, one more that we loved, and I don't know if it plays as well as she tells it, but this guy, I mean, there was some of them like build up to the worst thing. There's a bunch of bad things, but they keep going until the final straw. And this was Erica's final straw. She's at like an Applebee's with this guy, and he decides to share his Christian rap, but with a whole restaurant. And this is a first date, and she's sitting there mortified while this guy does this terrible Christian rap to the entire restaurant.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know if you want to bust out your rap lyrics on the first date in public. That is embarrassing. Unless you're really, really good, maybe don't do that one. Awesome. Well, that's good. That's some good anecdotes. Well, do you I guess before we go, I mean, I have plenty to work with, but yeah, like, what are some of the reactions? Like, do you ever have anyone coming up and be like, that was the perfect date night? Does anyone say, hey, I actually met my longtime, significant other, boyfriend, girlfriend, future husband, wife, at a Story District Valentine's show? Or I don't know, is there any good, like, success
Oh,
stories
I love
around
that.
it?
Actually, before I answer that, I'd love to just throw this in there in case you need it. I just want to just be super clear. These are all true.
Okay.
None of these stories are made up. These are all true. So, like, these things happen to people. But yeah, I mean, we have people have actually met. I would say we do two shows at Valentine's. We do Sucker for Love, which we already did. I would say more people meet their sweetie and tell us later, like, oh, we come every year and we met here, or this was our first date. I would say that happens more often with Sucker for Love, but we'll see. You know, worst date ever is still newer than the other one, so maybe we'll start getting couples.
That's fantastic. All right. Well, anything else we need to know? I mean, I was gonna say, well, yeah, actually, let's expand it out a little bit, because this is the Valentine's show. But yeah, tell us about how there you do stuff year round, right? It's not just Valentine's. Yeah. So just now we'll do the zoom out from the this specific
Oh,
show.
great.
Let's talk about
Yeah.
Story District. Yeah.
You can still get tickets. You can walk up to the door. It's taking place at the Howard Theater on T Street, Northwest. And as a matter of fact, you save a little money when you buy it at the door, because then you won't get the extra processing fees, which are insane these days. So yeah, so there should be tickets left for
And
people who walk up.
why is it so fun to do it at Howard Theater? I mean, it's say no more, but the history, it's historic.
Exactly. I love the Howard Theater. It is historic. It's also a great space, and it's got a real, it's like big but also intimate. And we did it there last year, and we sold the house out, and it was just great. It was just super fun. The energy was perfect.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you joining us. We'll try to get the word up. And again, sorry for having to keep rescheduling it, but I think if we can just tee it up as, if you're looking for some last minute ideas, head on out
I'm
there.
all for it. That's all. That's cool. Can I do a little zoom out?
Yeah, do whatever you want.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So we do shows all year round. We're always looking for people to tell stories. We're obviously always people looking for people to enjoy the stories from the audience. We do classes. Storytelling 101 is our signature 7-week class, and you do a showcase at the end, so you get to tell your story at the end to your friends and family. And we work with companies and nonprofits and government agencies for those who want to bring us in to do some consulting. So we do a ton of stuff, and it's all around helping people tell great stories. Oh, if I may, we have a podcast, Story District Presents, and so that's all free. And we have stuff on YouTube at Story District. So check us out.
Awesome. Well, now, just to follow up real quick, will these actual stories from Worst Date Ever Valentine's Contest, will they make the podcast, or is it like a separate thing entirely?
They will probably make the YouTube channel, and they might make the podcast. But we do have a couple stories already up from past Worst Date Ever. So, in fact, I think Daryl's is up. So you could get a taste of it if you want to check out Story District Presents. You'll get a real taste of what it's like to be at a show.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. We'll try to get the word out again. Sorry, last minute, but it's better than nothing. So thank you
All
so
good.
much.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Take care.